And with that, it is time to move to the public hearing portion of the meeting. Again, this is designated for comments on finalizations only. If you're going to speak to anything else other than a finalization, please hold that for the open forum, which will follow this. And with that, we'll turn it over to our staff attorney, Mr. Nick Michaels.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A couple of brief points first to our members of the public. Firstly, you will have a maximum of 3 minutes in which to address the commission if you so choose on any of these finalizations. And secondly, when you do so, please begin by stating your name for the record as we are making a record of these proceedings. We'll start with agenda item number 8, the finalization relating to the Purple Heart rules. Is there anyone present here in person who wishes to address the commission on the Purple Heart rules? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission concerning agenda item number 8, the Purple Heart rules? If so, please raise your hand. Seeing no one, we'll move then to agenda item number 9A, which is beaver hunting and trapping season. Is there anyone, we do have Nancy Hilding who wishes to address the commission. I believe she's present online. Nancy, can you hear us? Give us 1 minute here.
Hello.
Yep. We can hear you, Nancy.
Okay, we can hear you, Nancy. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear us, Nancy?
We can hear you, Nancy. Go ahead.
Hearing.
Can you hear me, Nancy? Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay, so will he let me know when I have 30 seconds left? Is this on both the beaver and the mink and weasel, or is it just the beaver?
It's just the beaver, Nancy, and yes, I will let you know when 30 seconds is remaining.
All right, so thank you very much for doing the moratorium on beaver trapping in the Black Hills. We've been asking, I'm for Prairie Hills Audubon Society. We've been asking for this for a long time, and we are very grateful that you have done that. And we are also very grateful that you have changed the definition of the Black Hills Fire Protection District, the geographic description, to be correct. We used to have the bottom of it below Hot Springs clipped off. So thanks for both of those actions. And all right, so as you have known from our petition for rulemaking, we would like more reductions in the beaver season, which you're not doing, but we're thankful for the Black Hills moratorium. But, you know, we want a 5 months of beaver trapping season statewide, at least West River. And, you know, if you're doing any otter reintroductions, we want the 5 month moratorium or a moratorium in the drainage of the otter reintroduction. So we want more reductions to beaver season, but we're thankful for what we got. And, you know, fair warning here, we're concerned about the 12-month beaver trapping season on all the public lands, and that the public lands with multiple use objectives should be being managed for beavers to have their wonderful environmental habitat and water retention values. And, you know, we'll move on from the Black Hills to the Custer-Gallatin National Forest and the Nebraska National Forest and the Dakota grasslands. There's lots of other public lands in western South Dakota that we need relief from beaver hunting and trapping on. And if you read my letter, which I sent in, we are complaining once again that when you are looking at recruitment, retention, and reactivation, you created this policy back when the previous secretary was Kepler was around, and it says the 3 R's plus other outdoor recreation. I'm going to say plus other outdoor recreation. When you do your three R's analysis, it's always about hunting, fishing, and trapping. It's never about other recreation, wildlife watching, nature study.
You have 30 seconds, Nancy. And,
okay, the nature, wildlife watching and nature study and the killing of wildlife, if it's not, if you're going beyond compensatory harvest, you are taking animals away from the wildlife watchers, and if they're keystone species that create habitat, you're taking habitat away from the wildlife watchers and the nature studiers. So just talking about...
You've reached 3 minutes. Effect,
okay. Well, you've got my letter. All right. Thanks a lot. All right. Bye.
Is there anyone else present in person who wishes to address the commission on agenda item 9A, beaver hunting and trapping season? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission on agenda item 9A? If so, please raise your hand. Seeing no one there, we will move then to agenda item 9B, which is mink, weasel, and muskrat hunting and trapping season. Nancy Hilding is present and wishes to address the commission on this topic as well. Nancy?
Okay, you must be able to hear me. So once again, we thank you for changing the geographical description of Black Hills Fire Protection District to be accurate instead of your old way, which did not include the southern tip of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. Thank you for doing that. And make no change to your three R's. When you are correcting the geographical description, you're improving and increasing the amount of territory that has a more protective status for this species. So it is not a change that has no significance or meaning, and there should have been some discussion of the three R's, but once again, there wasn't any 3R discussion, but once again, we want to say it is inadequate for you to just look at hunting, fishing, and trapping. You have to look at other wildlife, other outdoor recreation users, which includes wildlife watchers and nature studies, and the wishes of the trappers, hunters, and fishers can be in opposition to the wildlife watchers, because if you kill wildlife, they're no longer there for the wildlife watchers to watch. So you need to be in your three R's discussion, recruitment, retention, reactivation. You need to think about other outdoor recreators, and particularly when we're talking about public lands like the Black Hills National Forest, you need to look at wildlife watchers and nature studies. Tourism is a big deal in the Black Hills. So, at any rate, so thank you very much. Thank you very much for changing the description of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. I don't know if you've rooted out all the places where that crummy description exists. It may be in other places. Thanks a lot. Right, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone present in person who wishes to address the commission on agenda item 9B, mink, weasel, and muskrat hunting and trapping season? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission on that topic? If so, please raise your hand. Seeing no one there, we'll then move to agenda item number 10, which is river otter season and action plan. Is there anyone present in person who wishes to address the commission on agenda item number 10? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission on agenda item number 10, river otter season and action plan? Okay, we have Nancy Hilding. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, hi. I sent a letter in for Prairie Hills Audubon Society. We object to the proposed increase to 30 otters from 20 otters, and suggest you reduce it to 10 otters. And, you know, this is a comment for the otter management plan, or action plan. But in your management plan that you did in the fall of 2024, you do not have a plan to reintroduce river otters. We want, you don't address it at all one way or the other in the action plan. We want otter reintroduction West River. We suggest the little white does not have any trout, but we want a river otter reintroduction in your, you don't address it in the action plan, but in the management plan, you have that there's not enough otters, and you quote Melquist, who was writing in 2015, so you go 10 years in the past to find not enough otters, and you say you can't afford it, but you can spend $4.4 million in the past 5 years, not counting this year, it's going to be $5 million by the end of this year, on the Nest Predator Bounty Program, which doesn't work, but you can't afford reintroducing 30 otters to western South Dakota. And I found in Taos, it was like 10 or 15 years ago, it cost them $1,000 per otter, 30 otters would be $30,000 with inflation, maybe $40,000. You can spend $4.4 million on the dysfunctional Nest Predator Bounty Program, but you can't afford to do a river otter reintroduction. So we don't want 30 otters to be killed. We want 30 otters to be transferred to western South Dakota to a drainage in western South Dakota so we can have river otters in western South Dakota. And then we get once again into our 3 R's discussion, and I have it in my letter if you want to read it. River otters are fun to watch. But it's the effect on wildlife watchers and nature studiers who want to watch the river otter. And you just perpetually do this, you know, it's constant. So there's taxpayers and there's people in South Dakota who don't hunt, who are wildlife watchers, and we should be discussed in a 3 R section. Okay.
You have 30 seconds, Nancy.
And in my letter, I explained to you that you have contradictory monitoring reports. The sightings are increased, but the amount of time it takes to catch them has gone up, and the number you're finding at latrines is going down. So you have two indexes that are showing going down otters and one that's showing going up otters, so you do not have consistent data indicating an increase in otters. Am I used up my time?
You've just reached it, yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission on the river otter season, agenda item number 10? If so, please raise your hand. Seeing no one else, we will move to agenda item number 11, which is eliminating the closed area on Lake Francis. We'll hear first from Ken Swenson. Ken, if you're there. Go ahead and unmute your microphone. Can you hear us? Okay, Ken, we're not seeing you, so we're going to move on. Try it. Raise your hand if you're still there. Jack Friedel. We're not seeming to get a hold of Jack either. Jack, if you're there, if you could raise your hand, let us know. In the meantime, is there anyone present here in person who wishes to address the commission on the eliminating the closed area on Lake Francis? Seeing no one, is there anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission on this topic, eliminating the closed area on Lake Francis? No one. And we haven't heard from Jack or Ken? Okay. That being the case, I would turn it back over to you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Michaels, and thank you to everybody who visited with us during the public hearing. We are now to the open forum part of our meeting. Again, this portion of the meeting, it is designated for public comment on petitions, proposals, and other items of interest not on the agenda. With that, Mr. Michaels, I'll throw it back to you to moderate the open forum.
Thank you, Madam Chair. 2 points for our public. Similar to the public hearing portion, please state your name for the record before addressing the commission. There is one change this time around. Rather than 3 minutes, you are limited to 5 minutes in whatever it is you wish to address to the commission. Is there anyone present here in person who wishes to address the commission? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission? Nancy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
So how much do I have? 3 minutes, 5 minutes?
You have 5 minutes this time.
Oh, well, thank you for speaking that. But I, well, 23 minutes. But anyway, okay, so I'm once again going to talk about the Northern River Otter reintegration. And we do not have in it anything about reintroducing the river otter West River. And it's very nice, and I'm gloriously happy for all the people in eastern South Dakota who have river otters, but we don't have them here in western South Dakota. And we have an extensive tourism business over here. And we would very much like to have river otters in western South Dakota. And I have been told, I don't know if this is true or not, that the problem is the trout. We spend a lot of money stocking the screens with trout, and they're afraid that the river otter is going to eat the trout. I don't know if that's true or not. But the little white, you do not stock with trout. You put something else in it. I don't know. I think walleye. And Melquist in 2015, when he did his study of where to reintroduce river otters, the little white was his favorite place to introduce it. And at one point, you introduced two otters, a male and a female, to the Lock Creek Wildlife Refuge. So, and they bred and they had babies, and the mother died of a heart attack, and the father disappeared, and the children disappeared. But that was just two otters. They did 35 or 36 otters when the Flandre Santosi tribe did that for the sea. So we would very much like river otter reintroduction. It's questionable, according to Malquist, whether the river otters ever use the Black Hills. Uncertain. They would be in the streams down. They could go into the Cheyenne near the Angostura and the Belfouche up near the town of Belfouche. Those are other places they could be put besides the little lake. And they just very much like to have river otters. And in your, I guess, there's silent on it in the action plan, it goes back to the management plan. And the management plan, as I stated previously, says you can't do it because, quoting Melquist, who wrote in 2015 when it was listed as threatened, there's not enough otters 10 years ago, and it costs too much. And I already addressed that previously. You spent $4.4 million on the Nest Predator Balance Program, but you can't spend $40,000 on reintroducing otters. So if you would like to have a plan on that once and getting ready to have the river otters reintroduced, you might have to work on some habitat, enhancing habitat in the areas where you're going to bring them and doing beaver dam analogs. You know, it might take a while. It might take some preparation of getting the streams up and ready for the river. But I think that Melquist very much liked the little white. He liked it next to the La Creek and on the reservation, the Crazy Horse Canyon. The Rosebud has some very nice riparian habitat. So we would like river otters in western South Dakota, please. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Is there anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission? Mr. Swenson, can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear us, Mr. Swenson?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. I guess what I'm...
Can you start, sir, by stating your name for the record?
I am Kevin Swenson, Chamberlain, South Dakota. Need a telephone or anything?
Nope, that's sufficient.
Okay. Prior to this, what I'm calling in about is the proposal to eliminate the closure on Lake Francis case. A couple months ago, I sent in a response when it was just a petition. And so basically what I'm doing is just reiterating that. If I don't even know if it's in the record or not, but I thought it was kind of important. So I'm going to just read this real quick, if that's okay. I'm writing to express my strong opposition to any proposal to reopen the Deepwater Nursery Sanctuary Refuge in the dredge hole area on Lake Francis Case. This is a common sense rule that was put into place years ago to protect countless small non-legal walleyes during their most vulnerable months. As someone who has lived in the area above the area and overseen it, I live right above the rest area or the dredge hole itself, and I see the daily or non-daily activity there. But I've seen firsthand how important this sanctuary is for the health of the fishing industry. When the area was previously open to fishing through the ice or by boat in a mild winter, it was more like catching than fishing. It wasn't unusual to see people reel in 20 to 30 small walleyes in 30 minutes. Most were not of legal size, and due to the depth of the dredge hole, right now it's 45 feet all the way across that thing. I measured it yesterday. Many suffered fatal injuries from barrel trauma. It meant that dozens of dead or injured fish per person just to maybe reach a limit. We are fortunate to currently enjoy good habitat on Lake Francis Case. Reopening this refuge risks undermining that. Protecting that vulnerable population of young walleyes is as easy as doing nothing. Simply leave the existing protection in place. The area is clearly defined by two bridges, and I live right above that area, and in my decades of living there, I've rarely seen any law enforcement issues. I mean, I can count on two hands how many times I've seen people there mornings and evenings. So let's not do years of successful conservation. The refuge works. Let's preserve it for future generations. But I do have, that's what I wrote originally, but I do have one footnote to this that I thought was pretty important. And basically, I personally talked to the petitioner of the original proposal and asked what his thoughts were or reason to reopen this area. He's a younger kid, and he told me he wanted to take his kids ice fishing. And man, I couldn't argue that. But then I explained my views and the reason to keep it closed. His comment back to me was, I've been in the dredge hole with my live scope. You cannot believe how many fish are out there. What difference does it make if we kill a few? I guess it's in your hands, folks, and just do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We were also able to get a hold of Mr. Friedel. Sir, can you hear us, Mr. Friedel?
Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, thank you. This is Jack Friedel down in Chamberlain. And I have a little prepared comments here. I'll just kind of read them off to you. As an angler and a former game and fish employer for nearly 40 years, I strongly oppose the regulation change to the dredge hole area in Lake Francis Case. Prior to the regulation, hundreds of small walleyes were killed when they were taken from deep water and anglers tried to release them. As a rule, this regulation has been well received by the public. Very few violations occurred after the first 2 years of the regulation's inception. You can check past arrests or warnings issued to confirm this point. Most people, and GFP staff included, were not around when this occurred, so they don't understand what occurred prior to the regulation. This particular area is easily defined by highly visible landmarks, and enforcement is not an issue. I was a party to drafting the original regulation and would encourage you to make no changes. That's about all I have, but thanks for the opportunity to comment. And I guess as a final closing here, why fix it if it ain't broke? Thank you much.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission? Seeing no one, then, Madam Chair, I hand things back over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Michaels. We appreciate everybody speaking before us today. It is 2:29 Central Time. We are going to take a 15-minute break. We will be at ease until 2:45. When we return, we will take up the petitions and finalizations. And we are